LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge extended the Trump administration deadline for federal workers to accept a buyout offer set for tonight into next week.
In response to the Boston-based federal judge who scheduled a hearing on Monday afternoon, the Trump administration says the new buyout deadline is Monday night. The Office of Personnel Management says the buyout program is, quote, not being blocked or canceled, but that's what Monday's hearing is all about. Unions representing federal workers want Judge George O'Toole to grant a temporary restraining order that would stop the buyout in its tracks.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. A second federal judge, this one in Seattle, blocked the administration's bid to end birthright citizenship. In Santa Ana, California, a federal judge sends Ipe Mitsuhara, former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani, to almost 5 years in prison for bank and tax fraud after stealing nearly $17 million from Ohtani's bank account. This is ABC News. The perfect boiled egg? Researchers cooked hundreds of them to come up with a recipe that involves transferring eggs in a steamer basket every 2 minutes between boiling water and lukewarm water for 32 minutes before cooling and peeling. I'll just stick with boiling with 10 minutes and then cooling and peeling. The research published in the journal Communications Engineering. Religious liberty on President Trump's mind.
President Trump says he's establishing a presidential commission on religious liberty, and today he'll sign an executive order designating the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, as the head of a task force to eradicate what he says is anti-Christian bias. The president spoke at a prayer breakfast in Washington.
The task force will work to fully prosecute anti-Christian violence and vandalism in our society and to move heaven and earth to defend the rights of Christians and religious believers nationwide.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it in a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, I've known Chris for a long time now, you know, I've got to know him personally, so I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it's an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get you all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, aka The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear skies, winds diminishing as lows drop to the mid-single digits. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Friday with highs in the lower 20s. Winter storm watch in effect starting Friday night for accumulating snowfall. It's 6 at our studios.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. A lot going on today. That's an understatement. It's been an understatement for a couple of weeks now. It's really quite remarkable. Our last chance to stop a dictatorship? Yeah, and Trump knows it. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, here come the militias. A doctor fires back at an absurd letter from a law firm demanding that she delete her post criticizing United Healthcare and apologize. Now, the big insurance companies are getting serious here. The NFL is removing end racism from the end zone so it doesn't offend Trump when he comes to watch the game on Sunday. All that in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of our program, Trump has no right to move us to oligarchy, authoritarianism, and kleptocracy, says Bernie Sanders. We'll talk about that. Also, Musk and his kids are inside Medicare right now. If you're a Medicare recipient, they have access to all your medical records, all your payments, basically everything. Are you reassured? And how long have Trump and Netanyahu had an agreement about turning Gaza over to America? I mean, keep in mind, it was a year ago that Jared Kushner proposed this. In the third hour of our, also in the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to be with us, isn't he, Sean? Yes, okay, Phil Itner is going to be with us. And in the third hour of our program, the Supreme Court wants to move fascism forward, curbing federal agencies' ability to protect us. I'll explain what that's all about. Also, New State Media on Fox, a Trump family member, gets a MAGA hour. And bend the knee, outrage as NASA and the National Security Agency scrub women and indigenous people off their websites and off their walls. This is bizarre stuff. You know, the good news is yesterday there were protests literally from all over the nation. People saying, you know, basically, hell no, this is we're not going to put up with this. But then, you know, today it's gotten, well, there's a number of lawsuits, for example. And, you know, this is kind of a good sign. So far, the government has not won any of these lawsuits, but Musk and his people are still inside these agencies. And even if they're forced out, there's a lawsuit this morning that's good, that's being heard, or that was, you know, the hearing started at 11 o'clock Eastern time this morning. Even if they succeed, it's entirely possible that they have buried code in all of these government computer programs and systems that will allow them to remotely access them. So they don't need to have access to the buildings. I mean, keep in mind, this is... So anyway, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Last Chance to Stop a Dictatorship, and Trump Knows It. Trump wants FBI agents who investigated his coup attempt, his facilitating espionage, and his other financial and criminal activities fired. Let's be very clear. This is how dictatorships start. A guy who wants to become a dictator always begins by changing how the government works. Even though the majority of the nation says, hey, we kind of like the way things are. No. He says, I got a better way and it'll all work out. In the process, he breaks a bunch of laws, but people mostly don't do anything about it or even say anything about it because those laws don't directly affect them. You know, Pastor Niemöller wrote about this in 1930s Germany. First, they came for the government workers. Then people start resisting, which is when he begins to use the police power of the state. The people who show up in the streets, the people who speak out in the media, the people who try to fight him in the legislatures and the courts. He figures out ways to get them fired, harassed, and ultimately imprisoned. When she was being confirmed, Attorney General Pam Bondi refused to say that she would not follow or execute an illegal order on Donald Trump's behalf. You know, like if he directed her to investigate somebody who irritated him or prosecute somebody who had investigated him or imprisoned somebody who had spoken out against him. We're there now. Pam Bondi just this morning announced that political prosecutions are about to begin, or at least the investigations leading to the prosecutions. At first, they're just going to be going after the police agencies themselves, mostly the FBI, as a way of bringing them to heel. You know, terrify the terrifiers. Next, it'll be the press. First, they'll use financial terror to force compliance. We're already seeing that with Trump's lawsuits against all three major networks and multiple newspapers. That will expand. Eventually, it's going to turn into shutdowns and arrests. He's going to remake our schools so they become indoctrination factories for his white male supremacist worldview and this new authoritarianism. He'll realign our democratic country away from our democratic allies and toward countries run by dictators like he aspires to become. He's going to purge the military of leadership that might resist him and of troops who might refuse his orders. He will remake our criminal justice system so it becomes more violent and brutal, opening prisons for the worst of the worst in places beyond the reach of the law, you know, like Auschwitz in Poland or Guantanamo in Cuba. He will remake our media so it becomes a Greek chorus singing his praises and saying his every word. By proclaiming, as every dictator does, and as he did this morning at the National Prayer Breakfast, that divine providence and the blessings of God put him where he is, he's going to bring the country's largest religious institutions to heel. He'll proclaim grand plans and spectacular efforts, you know, like building the Autobahn or remaking Gaza, Greenland, and Panama. They'll distract the public from the relentless grinding destruction of the guardrails of government itself. He and his allies will empower civilian militias who will then become his terror shock troops against the people who oppose him. Hitler had his brown shirts. Republicans in Nassau County, New York right now are trying to field America's first armed private militia, paid for by taxpayers' dollars. He will remake commerce and business so that the most successful companies are those that throw money and resources at him. Fritz Thyssen wrote a book about this, about his shame at facilitating it, titled I Paid Hitler. Someday perhaps Jeff Bezos or Tim Cook will write a similar book. America today is early in this process, although it doesn't typically take very long. It took Hitler 53 days. It took Putin about a year. It took Viktor Orban about 2 years. It took Pinochet less than a week, but he had the help of Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger. Trump and his Project 2025 friends, however, have been preparing for this for 4 years. They hit the ground running. This moment proves that the preservation of democracy requires constant attention and a collective commitment to uphold the integrity of its institutions. And right now, the only things standing between democracy and dictatorship in America are public opinion, the media, and the Democratic Party. Republicans have completely caved, and the courts are moving too slowly to stop him. Elon Musk and Donald Trump seem to think they can pull this thing off in a matter of weeks. And so far, because of the cowardice of Republican legislators and the disorganization and lack of leadership among Democrats, they might be right. Unless we all stand up and speak out now. And that's what that's where I opened this thing. That yesterday there were protests in every part of the country. Here in Oregon, there were major protests in downtown Portland and in downtown Salem, which is our state capital. It's also a college town down the road. Big protests all over the country. Democratic politicians are starting to speak out. My two senators are, Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley are particularly outspoken. We've got some good progressives in Congress. But the Democratic Party needs to get their act together, and they need to get their act together soon. Meanwhile, there's a, by the way, there's a new website out. It's called Musk Watch. You can find it over at Substack. It's apparently put together by Judd Legum, you know, who does popular.info. They're keeping track, and they were just cited in a new lawsuit. I'll tell you about that. And here come the militias, this doctor taking on UnitedHealthcare, and the NFL right after the break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Welcome
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, we're just humans. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor-selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that if I have a cheat day and, you know, binge out on some cookies or something, I can still enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health, or you get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off on your first order. Just use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's right, 20% off your first order. It's real easy. Just go over to fieldofgreens.com and plug in that code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. That's Tom is the code, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com to get 20% off.
The ones who exposed what they saw, silence the press, rewrite the past. History tells us this happens fast. Falling like dominoes, freedom erased. The playbook's been written, the moves are in place. Fascists don't wait, they tighten the chains, and once they are locked, you won't break away. Last chance to stop a dictatorship. Last chance before we lose our grip. He knows the game, he's making his move. If we don't fight, we're gonna lose. It starts with the purge, it ends with control. Last chance to stop a dictatorship, and Trump knows it. The FBI warned, the judges stood tall. One by one, they're making them fall. Blacklists and threats, lies turned to law. Turning the land into his free-for-all. He's watching the playbook, he studied the best. Putin and Hitler, Orban the rest. Pay the piper, the poor pay the price, and democracy dies when good men think twice. Last chance to stop a dictatorship. Last chance before we lose our grip. He knows the game.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. So Musk Watch, I mentioned, go over to Substack.com and just plug it in and you'll find it. I think it's probably MuskWatch.com, but I'm not certain. They were cited in a motion for a temporary restraining order by two anonymous OPM employees, Office of Personnel Management, federal employees, trying to shut down the servers that Musk's associates are using to send emails to all federal people. There was also an order in the District of Columbia by Judge Colleen Kelger-Cottley. It's hard to read. This is a little fuzzy here. This is a lawsuit by the Alliance of Retired Americans versus Scott Bessent, the Secretary of the Treasury, saying and naming the individual people who are working with Elon Musk, saying that they have to get out or they have to be read-only. So, you know, we'll see where this goes. Lawsuits, you know, the problem, as mentioned, is that, you know, lawsuits move slowly and Trump is moving very, very fast. At his prayer breakfast, at the annual prayer breakfast this morning, run by this right-wing group that has been sponsoring, people for the Supreme Court, Donald Trump openly mused about running for a third term again. He says, I want to be here and I have to be here with you. And I do that despite the fact that they say I can't run again, at which point everybody starts laughing. I'm telling you, he has his eye on full dictator. And, you know, there's ways he could do it, by the way. Putin did this. Putin had term limits. He served a term, and he couldn't serve another term. And so what did he do? He had Dmitry Medvedev, who was his essentially vice president, run for president, and Putin ran for vice president. So, you know, you could have Donald Trump running for vice president under J.D. Vance, for example, or somebody else.
in the next term, and even though he'll be 82, you know, if he's still functioning. But anyway, we'll see how that plays out. Meanwhile, in Nassau County, New York, the Republican executive of the county, you know, they have different names for these things in different counties, county commissioners, county executives, county whatever. He is being sued by the Democrats there because he's trying to create what they are referring to as an illegal taxpayer-funded civilian militia. The Democrats are also this. They say that, you know, he wants to deputize basically, you know, just guys off the street and, you know, presumably like Proud Boy types. We don't know for sure. But the state law says that, you know, you can only deputize trained law enforcement officers. Democrats are also complaining that Blakeman's office has ignored their public records requests seeking basic details, including who's being recruited, the scope of the training, the specific weapons they'll carry, and the total taxpayer cost. And Blakeman, in response, says Democrats are defaming the 26 volunteers who've been sworn in to date. Not a direct quote, but a paraphrase. Many of whom are retired military and law enforcement. Meanwhile, this doctor who, Elizabeth Potter, who made national headlines a couple of weeks ago saying that she was in the middle of breast cancer surgery when United Healthcare called and said, wait a minute, we don't want to pay for this woman to stay overnight in the hospital, and she had to leave the operating room to deal with it. She's been hit with a threat from a major law firm, the law firm that successfully sued Fox News on behalf of Dominion. I mean, they made millions on this deal. And there's an $800 million lawsuit. And, you know, trying to get her to apologize and retract and reach out to media groups and say, no, United Healthcare is wonderful or whatever. She says no. She says, I'm not going to be silenced by threats when it comes to speaking out for my patients. She says staying overnight after major surgery isn't optional. It's medically necessary. But United Healthcare decided they knew better than the doctors caring for the patients. And after that, they denied their stay anyway. And instead of fixing their broken system, they sent me a legal threat for speaking out, she says. Denying an overnight stay that a doctor orders is dangerous. And she says, if I don't speak up, I lose my integrity, my voice, and the opportunity to make a difference. Let's be clear, I stand by everything I said, says Dr. Elizabeth Potter. Remarkable. I mean, you know, she says, the gaslighting and harassment in the letter which United sent me has not worked to do anything other than strengthen my resolve. I will continue to speak honestly, clearly, and plainly about the state of health care in the United States. That's one tough woman.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
God bless her. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll tell you about the NFL after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stick around. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline Helpline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge extended the Trump administration deadline for federal workers to accept a buyout offer set for tonight into next week.
In response to the Boston-based federal judge who scheduled a hearing on Monday afternoon, the Trump administration says the new buyout deadline is Monday night. The Office of Personnel Management says the buyout program is, quote, not being blocked or canceled, but that's what Monday's hearing is all about. Unions representing federal workers want Judge George O'Toole to grant a temporary restraining order that would stop the buyout in its tracks.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. A second federal judge, this one in Seattle, blocked the administration's bid to end birthright citizenship. In Santa Ana, California, a federal judge sends Ipe Mitsuhara, former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani, to almost 5 years in prison for bank and tax fraud after stealing nearly $17 million from Ohtani's bank account. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials, and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjan Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
So I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, I've known Chris for a long time now, you know, I've got to know him personally. So I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it's an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight mostly clear skies. Winds diminishing as lows drop to the mid-single digits. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Friday with highs in the lower 20s. Winter storm watch in effect starting Friday night for accumulating snowfall. It's 6 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, a Law Review, will sit in for me. I'm taking the day off. I'll see you on Monday.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
All the hate, turn neighbor on kin. Breaking America from the inside within.
5 minutes past the hour. Yeah, they're flooding the zone, indeed. I imagine some guy driving in rural someplace or other and hearing that song. Oh, nice. I don't know. I was a country DJ. That's how I started in this business when I was 16 years old. Anyway, the NFL is scrapping its efforts to end racism. This is going to be the first Super Bowl since February 2021 in which the words end racism are not painted in the end zones. The NFL decided, since Donald Trump is coming to watch the Super Bowl, that they're going to eliminate the words end racism so that they don't piss off Donald Trump. They're going to replace it with choose love, and it takes all of us in the two end zones. Isn't that sweet? So what's on your mind today? Whoop, I was just going to put George on the air, and he vanished. I just went to click the button. Scott in Oakland, California. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. So listening to that Gaza craziness with Netanyahu, one of the things that Trump said that I haven't heard anybody else mention, he said that we, the United States, would have, quote, a strong ownership position.
Yeah.
In Gaza.
Yeah, he said, we will own it. That was his phrase at his press conference with Netanyahu.
No, but he also said strong ownership position. That's from like a pitch deck.
This morning he clarified and said, no, we're going to give it back to Israel after we're done. So apparently, what Trump is saying is that America is going to allocate presumably hundreds of billions of dollars, and we're going to take that money and we're going to send it over to Israel and rebuild Gaza with that money, using presumably Israeli construction companies, because they're the only ones that can do it. Netanyahu and his friends are just going to make an absolute friggin' fortune. And probably Jared Kushner and his companies will oversee the construction, because this was his idea a year ago. And then after we're done, after you and I have all paid for it, we're going to hand it back over to Israel and say, okay, it's yours now.
Yeah, well, that would never happen. Of course, you know that, right?
I don't think any of it's going to happen, I've been surprised by other things.
But he would never hand it back over. So another thing about this is the 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 places that will put them, the ethnic cleansing, which is total destabilization of the entire region.
Well, every Arab country that he has suggested sending people to has come out and said, no way. Maybe with a big enough bribe, some of the poorer ones, specifically Egypt,
Jordan had a problem in, I believe it was the late 70s, where there was a lot of displaced Palestinians.
60% of the Jordanian population is displaced Palestinians.
But they had huge problems with, Jordanians fighting that many Palestinians coming into their country.
King Hussein's father was assassinated by pissed off Palestinians.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, it's been a long time.
Another thing is it just shows how destabilized it will be. But another thing is Adolf Hitler, one of his bright ideas before they had the Wannsee conference where they decided to just kill everybody, was to move European Jews to Madagascar.
Right.
I mean, that was a real thing.
I know. Okay? I know. So. I know. And the way that he sold, rounding up the Jews and shipping them off to Belsen and Auschwitz and you know, all of these death camps that were all located outside of Germany, you know, in Holland and in Poland. The way that he sold this was, you know, we're going to relocate them. We're simply going to take these Jews who are not real Germans, ethnic Germans, and relocate them. And so the German people were like, okay, cool. See you guys later, you know. So, yeah, I get it, Scott. Thanks for the call. Steve in Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I think that with all the fire hose coming out of Washington, I'm afraid that people may be taking an eye off their state legislatures.
Oh, that's a good point.
And looking at my own state of Missouri, in the Senate alone, there's some 680 some odd bills. Hmm. And
probably half of them written by Alec, right?
Yeah, whatever. But anyway, lost in them is Senate Bill 72. And if you don't mind, I'd like to give you a quick recap of that.
Sure. This is Missouri Senate Bill, Missouri Legislature?
Missouri Senate Bill 72.
Okay.
This act creates an offense of trespass by an illegal alien, which provides that the person shall be guilty of such offense. And if the person is an illegal alien who knowingly enters the state and remains here and is physically present in the state at the time of a licensed bounty hunter or peace officer apprehends that person.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. I mean, you know, I thought only the federal government had the authority to enforce our citizenship laws and border.
Yeah, well, such an offense shall be a felony for a term of imprisonment without eligibility for probation or parole.
Wow.
And in order to get there, the Department of Public Safety shall develop an information system for people to report violations of this act, which shall include a toll-free telephone hotline, email, and online reporting portal. Any person who makes a report in which an illegal alien is arrested shall receive a reward of $1,000.
You know, once again, this reminds me of the radio denunciations that happened in Germany in the 30s, in the mid-30s, where radio stations would have, you know, programs, entire programs devoted to people calling in and denouncing their neighbors, saying, you know, the guy who lives three houses down from me, I think is Jewish, or the guy who lives six houses up the street from me, I'm pretty sure he's a communist or a member of a trade union. And, you know, and then the government will go out and round them up.
Exactly,
not,
Tom.
Not
and further, this thing further states that the Department of Public Safety shall develop the Missouri Illegal Alien Certified Bounty Hunter Program,
wow,
which shall certify applicants to be bounty hunters for the purpose of finding and detaining illegal aliens in the state. Any person with a license as a bail bond agent, general bail bond agent, or surety recovery agent may apply to the program as provided in the act. And finally, this act creates the Missouri Illegal Alien Certified Bounty Hunter Program Fund, which shall consist of money appropriated by the General Assembly.
Right. This is really, you know, it's like the banality of fascism, you know, all this nice little legal language and all, you know, that's crazy. Steve, thanks for the heads up on that. I'm not surprised, and I'll bet if that is an ALEC bill that it's going to pop up in every red state in the country in the next couple of weeks. That
was really why I wanted to bring it up, because I have heard rumors that it already has popped up in places like Iowa and Oklahoma and you know, the surrounding red states here in the middle of the country.
Right, where they want to keep them all white. I get it. Steve, thank you. Thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing that. Cece in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Cece, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Miss Louise, she writes, she's a genius on those lyrics. She wrote a play. I was just listening while I was on hold. That was a playwright that she just wrote. The one earlier. You guys are a power couple. I have to say it. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about is the musty rat, known as Elon Musk. He needs to be arrested. I said last week, last Friday, I called in. I said, we're going to see the biggest heist in American history. Now, mind you, I was thinking of Fort Knox, but he did one better. He went and stole, I think, in my opinion, I think they downloaded data. I think they have all our data, or most of it. And what my thing is that we sometimes get caught up, like I said last week, in the distraction, gods are transsexual, immigration. I get that, and those are important issues. But right now, we're just holding on by a thread, and I think we need to focus on treason, like you wrote in your article last week. This is what's happening. We're seeing treason right in front of us. And my thing is, where is the military? Is, to me right now, I think it's coming down to the military, in my opinion. And this term, you, Tom, when you do an oath, when they do this oath to defend America, foreign and domestic, and I'm looking at these generals, they have all these things on their chest, stars on their shoulders. When I was in the military, I was enlisted, you know, NCO. And so my job is to take orders. Now, you know, that's it now. But the general, when it comes to treason, I wanted to ask them a question. Are we not in the area of being taken over by enemies, domestic in this case, foreign and domestic? So that's what the question I would ask, because what we're lacking right now is integrity. People have sworn to uphold the Constitution. They're not doing it. They're doing actually the opposite. And also, it's just, I'm glad the Democrats have finally got a clue, and they see that the silent treatment doesn't work. It only works on Adam Kissinger. And so this, I'm glad we're done with that. What if that was a some type of plan, giving the silent treatment and making them say uncle. No, this is the time to fight. Tom, you're all right with me, brother.
Yeah, thank you, CC. I think most of the Democrats were waiting for somebody else to be the first one to speak out. And now it's started, and the floodgates will hopefully open up. I think we're starting to see some serious pushback. CC, thank you for the call, and thanks for, on behalf of Louise, thanks for your kind comments. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining the FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman. Or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business, no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies who stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that really delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M. Behind the tyrant's reign, no more kings, no golden thrones. We built a land that stood alone. Three minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Have you seen that the details of Trump's peace plan for Ukraine has supposedly been revealed?
I saw that a couple days ago. You know, it was like there was a timeline that had April and May in it. Is that the one you're talking about?
Or Putin? Yeah, right. Yeah, Russia would cease all offensive operations, Ukraine would cede the four provinces Russia currently occupies. No NATO membership for Ukraine. Ukraine would evacuate the territory, Russian territory it seized around Kursk, and mainly European peacekeepers, mainly from Britain and France, would enforce the agreement.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think, George? You're the expert on this region. You speak Russian. You've worked in intelligence.
I don't think Zelensky's going to go. He stated uncategorically Ukraine would cede those four provinces to Russia.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be the main stumbling block. I just can't see him. Yeah, that's about 20% or so of his territory.
Yeah. Well, in a few minutes, we're going to have Phil Itner on the program, but I suspect he's going to be able to fill us in on the impact of this destruction of the U.S. Agency for International Development, which I think is moving about $26 billion a year to Ukraine for, you know, rebuilding the electrical grid and things like that that Russia has destroyed. Do you know about that?
Yeah, we want to see that continuing.
Yeah.
One other quick thing. France has supposedly delivered the first batch of F-2000 Mirage jet fighters to Ukraine. Hmm. And Holland has agreed to supply additional F-16, so I wonder if Mr. Itner can, confirm that, because Izvestia is claiming that the French are lying because nobody's seen the Mirages in Ukraine, and supposedly the Mirages require a lot of sophisticated technical personnel to maintain them and supply them.
Right. Well, we'll see. I'll ask him about it. George, thank you for the call. It's always nice to hear from you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep up the good work, and I'm watching you on Free Speech TV today.
There you go. Okay. Thank
you. Kudos to them, and kudos to Matteo again.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Thank you. John in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Well, I want to mention I'm a long-term listener and listening since Air America days.
Thank you.
And this is, again, my first time to call in. I'm obviously, like everybody listening, concerned about what's going on in Washington with democracy being dismantled for a fascist regime. I agree with you that there's probably three ways, though, we can respond to this. One would be through Congress. Another one, the media and the people.
Right.
I went to Chris Hayes' book tour in Seattle a couple nights ago at Town Hall, and obviously it got beyond this book, and people had questions about what's going on in D.C. and what people might do. He said, get up off the mat. And I think the 50-51 demonstrations, was it yesterday? Or maybe a good start, but
yeah,
perhaps an understatement.
No, I think it needs to be happening every single day. I mean, we just can't
I'm
stop.
What I'm thinking is there needs to be something massive.
I agree.
Back in 1963, I was a student at Wayne State, where I think you might have been a student up at Michigan State.
Yeah, a couple of years later.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. And the Detroit Committee to End the War in Vietnam organized a bus to D.C. for a strike or for a demonstration, which became known as the March on the Pentagon.
Yeah, and that was a big deal.
Reflecting
John, my apologies, but I'm out of time here. This is the end of the hour. But thank you for sharing your story with us, and I look forward to your future calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Earl
Ingram.
Coming up on the next show, we'll talk with Sandy Williams about Donald Trump's disgusting comments regarding Gaza and continue our discussion on MAGA takeover of the federal government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump's bid to end birthright citizenship has been blocked nationwide.
U.S. District Judge John Kuhnauer has issued a preliminary injunction, meaning the Trump administration cannot deny citizenship to children born on American soil of immigrant parents.
Birthright citizenship is a fundamental constitutional right.
In his ruling, Judge Kuhnauer, who was appointed by Ronald Reagan, took the president to task.
The rule of law is, according to him, something to navigate around or simply ignore, whether that be for political or personal gain.
The administration says it plans to appeal. Jeff Pogula, ABC News, Seattle.
Labor pains in Denver, where 10,000 King Soopers grocery store workers are on strike, claiming unfair labor practices as their union attempts to negotiate a contract. Alabama used nitrogen gas to execute Demetrius Frazier, condemned for the 1991 home invasion, rape homicide of a woman in her home in Birmingham. This is ABC News.